My aspiration heart plants need careful watering every day. May my heart's sweetest tears wash the feet of my Lord Supreme every morning. Meditation is the only thing that gives a true seeker happiness. A seeker's life is a service tree promise to the Lord Supreme. Insincerity is always very painful in the heart. How can you see the light if you stand all the time with your back to your inner sun? Mother Earth cherishes my innocence heart. The final departure of my little I is fast approaching. Every day, I must sing soulfully and smile powerfully for my Mother Earth. In the mind prison, there can be nothing inspiring and aspiring. Every morning, I desperately need sparkles of light and delight. Song flowers must blossom from my aspiration heart. In the soul's world, there is no earth-bound distance. Heart melody songs can never end. Each heart is a well-protected dream reality world. My heart's God fulfillment promises have to be very, very deep. May every second of my life remain faithful to my Lord Supreme. My aspiring heart holds God's compassion as dearest. A desire-fulfilled life may not get even an iota of true satisfaction. Only the genuine seekers value the invaluable, God. With a newness heart, I aspire for the transcendence of my life's horizons. Jealousy is a worthless, useless, plus homeless beggar. A new era of God fulfillment promises is dawning. My Lord, do colour my life with my heart's renunciation light. The mind's world is too small to hold God's love. My Lord, do keep me eternally in your immediate family. Calamity follows the heart of a faithless seeker. I landscape my God-dedicated life with tremendous love and concern. We must avoid any purposeless task. Take up the challenge to change your life once and for all. God always wants us to be in his heart palace and nowhere else. May my life be filled with eagerness to renounce the undivine in me. Without praying and meditating, to realize God is only a foolish fancy. Be infinitely more than just yourself. I must escape from the mind that claims to be the doer of all my actions. I am harvesting the bumper crop of my God service life. We must accept all religions as our very own to please God the Emperor inside our heart. Hinduism bravely embraces all the religion diversities. God protects the sincere seekers from ambition temptation. In our heart temple, there must not be amusement thoughts. We must proclaim God's victory every hour, every minute, every second in our heart home. God treasures very proudly a merciful seeker's heart. Slaughter every unhealthy and unaspiring thought. We must show boundless love and respect to our heart's prophetic vision. Procrastination is the real downfall of life. My aspiration heart is no longer on the brink of disaster. My God obedience is my greatest God protection. We must inundate our minds with our all-nourishing belief. Every day, record your heart's aspiration tear songs. Pride loves only one thing: destruction. I always love to drink in the beauty of God's compassion eye. Never miss your morning God devotion prayer tears. My heart's faith must conquer the whole world. Every day I receive special blessings from my God adoration thoughts. Roaring determination knows that it can cross over all obstacles on the way. May my throbbing God soulfulness continue sleeplessly and breathlessly. Remain faithful to your goodness heart. The soul teaches. The mind must practice all the soul lessons. How can I succeed in my spiritual life if I am always preoccupied with myself? Finally, today I have brought my desire world to my Lord Supreme. The mind thinks, The road that shows us God reality is unattainable. Newness and fullness are bound to prevail. I must fly to God's heart temple as quickly as possible with my all. My Lord, I do know that every breath of yours is beautiful, powerful, and fruitful. My Lord, I do not mind if I have imperfections in my nature, for I know that there shall come a time when you will cure me of all my misdeeds. How I wish I could memorize every day all the heart lessons that my Lord Supreme gives. If you rely on the opinion of others, you are bound to fail. May each choice be a new turning point of my life. We must pass very carefully through our treacherous mind forests. The aspiration heart knows and feels that divinity has to be its constant necessity. What I constantly need is a supreme gratitude breath. The mind rejects. The heart accepts. The life fulfills. Cheerfully, my heart must sail on the river of time. The ruthless mind makes fun of my heart's streaming tears. May my heart be clothed in celestial blossom fragrance. I am a genuine server of God's manifestation task on earth. May everything in my life play the role of a dauntless God warrior. No matter how much my Lord gives to my mind, it always remains an ungracious rogue. The aspiring heart must not make friends with a procrastination mind. A heart of blossoming poise is the sole need of a God lover. If we do not cheerfully and proudly burn the past to ashes, we cannot go far in our spiritual life. Alas, the aspiration of my heart and the dedication of my life are quite insufficient. I love my heart precisely because it is a supreme defender of faith. How I wish I could be a strong soldier in the God-serving army. Lethargy and a God-forgetfulness mind can be very dangerous. A gratitude heart is a perfect passport to God's abode. Alas, I must never remain consciously or unconsciously behind the curtain of darkness night. A sunrise hope is nourishing my heart every day. In my aspiring heart, I badly need sunset peace. A true God server is found at the mountain top of ecstasy. My Lord's angelic compassion has washed away all my imperfection. God's watchful eye is protecting my life every day. Each aspiring human being is cradled in God's protection hand. The construction of a surrender mind can never be completed. My heart is longing for a bountiful life of inner happiness. Keep your heart candle lit all the time. The stillness of fullness is of supreme need in our everyday life. May my eyes drink deep of my Master's bountiful beauty. Every day, God invites each and every human being to come and enjoy His compassion banquet. The glories of the mind have a very short breath. May my life become the fragrance of my fullness heart. May I become the divine lamp of God fulfillment promise. God's heart is the only sanctuary of blossoming soul. My soul of boundless compassion is teaching me how to map out my heart journey towards my goal. My life lives only for my Lord's manifestation signal. The feeling of superiority is a real danger zone for peace lovers. May my heart ring God's victory bell sleeplessly. Sincerity, purity, willingness, and eagerness are the sunlit singers of my aspiration life. God compassionately follows me into my mind's ignorance cave. Each wrong thought of mine melts in God's compassion eye. My heart tears always spring from my soul well. Alas, when will my heart tears be made of sincere helplessness? My God obedience is my matchless opportunity and advantage. My mind destroys the beauty and fragrance of my aspiration heart, but God pieces them together again. I want my heart to be a God-pleasing hero warrior. Alas, my life is exiled by my own God-forgetfulness. My Lord definitely knows that I love Him, even if I fail every day. Every moment of my heart approaches to God is highly appreciated by God Himself. I can clearly see that at times God peacefully withdraws. Why? To strengthen our faith in him. Alas, when will I be blessed with a God-disciplined satisfaction life? No matter where I go, God's compassion eye and God's forgiveness heart follow me at every step. My aspiration heart has a free access to the four corners of the globe. God's will is nothing other than my heart thrill. Humility hides from humanity's careless eye. It is absolutely true. Each sinner is a potential saint. Every day I play and sing with the twinkling delight stars in my heart's sky. The Master's affection is never confined to one individual. I desperately need my Lord's daily reassurance that I am doing well in my spiritual life. A life of surrender has to be the only preoccupation of a God-seeker and God-lover. Only a heart of devotion can sustain our faith in God. The ancient dispute between the mind and the heart is unutterably painful. O seeker, be careful. Never take a detour. God is waiting for you. O my mind, I shall not tolerate any more your hesitation excuses. When I love God, I must love him as an infant. When I follow God, I must follow him like a faithful dog. Every day I must try to illumine my doubting mind. I am totally lost precisely because I have forgotten all my God devotion songs. Even an advance by inches is something laudable in the spiritual life. Those who flatter are truth strangers. Do not act on unpredictable vital feelings. The heart cheerfully swallows all the impurities of the dark mind. When you feel your helplessness is absolutely complete, God is bound to appear. To live constantly in the mind is to suffer from confusing and threatening nightmares. Unwanted memories of the past are devastating and destructive. Insecurity is a chronic jealousy sufferer. God never sets a deadline for my God realization. God does not want us to carry the burden of time. If you deliberately do not believe in God, then your spiritual life will be an ever-increasing distance path to God. I want to be the defender of God's compassion eye. If you disobey God's will, then your life will be found always on the brink of disaster. I must watch that my heart's seed takes root and grows properly. I must listen to the sleepless call of my soul. We must listen to the silence messages of the mountains. To strive for perfection is the only real satisfaction. Everything that is dark is fond of the mind. May I develop an endless hunger for God's satisfaction. Each human being is destined for a higher life. Dauntlessly, we must march forward towards our destination. God's compassion eye is the very breath of our all. Looking, seeing, and becoming are three totally different things. We must never try to bind our lives' unbounded horizons. When I abandon my expectation, satisfaction runs towards me. We must happily, proudly, plus confidently leave everything at the feet of God. My mind, why do you argue? Why do you hesitate? Why? Why? Be careful. Old thoughts can easily reappear in new guises. If we are ready to laugh at ourselves, then our progress will be considerable. Our first fatal mistake is that we underestimate ourselves. God's satisfaction has a special role for each human being. Today's disobedience is tomorrow's self-destruction. I must devote all my time only to God's satisfaction. I should never have mixed with ignorance nut. The mind's only desire is to enslave us all. There shall come a time when oneness, peace shall flood the world. To my great joy, I am no longer in my mind's dark ignorance cave. My mind is troubled by self-doubt stories. Alas, I am my long-forgotten God devotion song. Aspiration cries and dedication smiles are needed for God manifestation on earth. I must never lock my empty heart box. The aspiration of the mind today rises, tomorrow falls. I am a God dedication citizen of the world. My devotion heart cares only for God's nectar feet. If your heart is pure, then when you sing, heaven will accompany you. Real joy abides only in the heart of peace. If you cannot conquer your desire life, at least try to create a desire shortage. For a true seeker, there is no aspiration vacation. God takes humility along with him wherever he goes. God tells me not to be in a rush and to save all my advice for myself. I breathed a sigh of relief when God told me I am not responsible for what I say and do when I am in the process of God's satisfaction. There is a special way to please God, not to think of myself at all. May my gratitude heart glow and glow as I grow and grow. O transcendental reality, just for a fleeting second, unveil your eye and your face. My heart is eternally eager to be inside the God manifestation chariot. He who accepts the Master's serious rebukes soulfully will be able to become an absolutely perfect disciple. May my mind be willing and my heart be eager to hoist my Master's flag. If it is true that we came from nowhere, then it is equally true that we have to go everywhere with our love and concern. Every hour, every minute, every second, my Master fights my inner battles. My lifeboat is sailing fast, very fast, under my Lord's victory banner. True, there is an end to everything, but not God's compassion and forgiveness for humanity.